It's a brand new book that Bruce will talk about on Sports Lit 101 this time around. It's called Arthur Ashe, A Life.
Yeah, this I say this, and I want people to understand I'm saying this with great respect and enthusiasm. It took me a long time to read this book, not just because it's 600 pages long, but because every 4 or 5 pages you would stop and think. It would really make you think about a lot of things. Raymond Arsenault has written, or Arsenault, as I would say, has written a number of great books. He's a well-respected scholar, but this is not written in academic prose. It's researched with the scholar's precision, but it's not written in that kind of turgid academic prose. It's a book that is enjoyable to read. You can read a chapter a night and take as long as you want. But what's beautiful about this book is it puts everything in a context that I get because I'm old enough to get it, but that I am sure a younger person would get as well. Now, I think we need to remember no person of African descent has ever done as well in tennis as Arthur Ashe, including Yannick Noah. He would be the next, I would think, it would be fair to say. But and that Ashe came out of the Jim Crow South, but he comes out of the Jim Crow South in a sort of interesting way, and that his father was a major figure in his life, and he had some very strong feelings that the most important thing that a young black person could do was maintain a kind of dignified behavior, to not get yourself in trouble. That was the only way you were gonna succeed. And he grew up in Richmond, Virginia, the old capital of the South, and known to many as probably the one of the most segregated cities and one of the most racist cities in the United States. And this thing, you know, which includes Birmingham, a place I know, that's where my mother is from. I spent some summers there. And Ashe comes out of here as a tennis player, which is remarkable because he couldn't play tennis most of the places that you would play. So he played in a segregated court in his neighborhood. But what was interesting is there was at that time a man he knows for life is Dr. J. And we'll get into him when we talk about this book a second time. Who had a summer camp for young aspiring African-American tennis players. And he saw early on that Ashe had some really great raw ability, as did another fellow who played on the courts, who was a little older than Ashe, at the same time. Now, we have to remember there was no pro tennis in these days. This is before all the wars which led to the establishment of the various tennis leagues. The book does an incredible job parsing all that out. I'm not even for a moment going to try and go through that. But Ashe was able to win a scholarship to UCLA. And UCLA and USC were the two big tennis powers at the time. USC had started to dominate. UCLA wanted to get things back. And Ashe went out there as one of the very few black Division I college tennis players. He was also obligated, because the Vietnam War is looming on the horizon, to think about what he was going to do that. So he was in ROTC, and he would eventually work at West Point while he was playing tennis.
Really?
Yeah, which I didn't know. His mother died when he was very young. He had a stepmother come into his life, another woman who took care of him, and his brother. And his brother Johnny was career military. And Arthur was able to parlay his education into other aspects of his life after tennis. I want to focus on the tennis, though, and talk about his other life later if we have time. If not, we'll do it another time. But here's a man who has to do a couple of things. He has to walk a real tightrope. We are talking that he is coming of age at the time after the sit-ins, after we're starting to see the big cracks in the Jim Crow laws, in the change in the society, and he has to balance his admiration for people like Stokely Carmichael with his sincere love for Martin Luther King, and he's going to get castigated from both sides. He's going to be called an Uncle Tom from the more radical side of the political spectrum, and he's going to have people who think he's not enough of a gradualist. But he also, at the same time, becomes incredibly concerned with how to deal with apartheid in South Africa.
Right.
And he does what Paul Simon does. He decides to go and engage it.
Yeah, played in the South African Open.
Yeah, played in the South African Open. Took a tremendous amount of grief for this. Some South Africans thought it was horrible. Other South Africans thought it was great. Many people believe that that was the thing that really began the crack in apartheid, because it was also the first time that blacks and whites were allowed in the stadium at the same time. There was supposed to be integrated seating. Well, there may have been a little bit of that, but not a lot. But Ash got to get on the ground and travel throughout South Africa and get to find it, to get his finger on the pulse of what was going on. So that was always in his mind. By the same token, he loved the good life when he could do it. And Wimbledon was for him the great goal. He wanted to be the Wimbledon singles champion, and he was finally in 1975. He did win Wimbledon. But Arthur Ashe played tennis at a time. And let's just think of the people he lived long enough to watch the rise of Pete Sampras. And he goes back to Laver and Rosewall, Margaret Court, Billie Jean King, who became a dear friend of his. He spans what any tennis person would have to call the golden age of tennis. Bud Collins, who was, no one ever wrote with more authority on tennis. There's no one more highly regarded as a tennis writer than Bud Collins, though perhaps Frank DeFord is in there. And DeFord was a very close friend of Ash, worked with Ash on his biographies, his three memoirs that he wrote. And he also, Arthur Ashe, was a pallbearer at the funeral for Frank DeFord's young daughter, who died of cystic fibrosis, only 7 or 8 years old. So he had friendships that spanned a huge, all across politics, all across sports, all across journalism. Was a confidant of many politicians, and was very much like Jackie Robinson, quite independent. He could not be counted upon to necessarily fall in a certain way because someone was with a certain party. But what is courageous enough, what he did as an athlete. But when he discovered, when he nearly died of a first heart attack, and he was a man that was in phenomenal shape, it was in some kind of inherited genetic heart problem, he battled on tirelessly. He later had a second heart attack. He had operations. During one of those operations, he received blood tainted with HIV, which is what eventually killed him. The courage with which Arthur Ashe fought that is phenomenal. For years, no one knew, and then journalists found out and decided to out him. If you were a journalist same journalist who complained that you shouldn't out people for being gay, felt it was okay to out Arthur Ashe, and that too created a firestorm. And he handled that with dignity. The man was maybe one of the most dignified people I've ever read about. He wrote voluminously. He wrote on many topics. He wrote for the Washington Post on a regular basis for years. But he, in the end, is seen as one of the few people who was almost always able to draw the warring parties together to accomplish something in a good way. It's the best social history tied to sports I've read in a very long time. I mean, you will love this because you will keep putting it as a historian and as a social scientist. You'll keep putting this in a historical context, and that's what Arsenault does better than anybody I've read in a long time. This book always keeps you in the time. You're in the time and place. He doesn't idolize Arthur Ashe. I mean, I think he probably personally does, but he doesn't make that the focus of the book.
Right.
He makes the incredible story of what this man accomplished against the odds be an inspiration rather than an aberration. And though in many ways it is an aberration. It really a phenomenal book. I will tell you that the last 30 pages of this book, it was very hard to see. There were times when I knew he was about to die. I mean, that's not a surprise, you know. And I thought, this man is so brave and fighting so courageously, and trying to do so much good for so many people. It's just a remarkable book. I'm looking forward to having Raymond on at some point in the near future.
Well, that sounds great. Arthur Ashe, A Life, Raymond Arsenault. And we may talk more about it next week and try to get the author on the program.
Yeah, definitely. And my plan is to try and talk about it more next week about some of the things that happened later in Ashe's life.
Excellent. Thank you, Bruce.